Hi, I'm George.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rick.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
Each episode, we're going to talk about what it was like growing up gay in the South.
The trials and the tribulations.
The joy and the struggle.
And more importantly, how we became who we are today.
Oh, honey, queer and fabulous.
So come on in, y'all, and get comfortable, Shug.
Kick off your shoes and sit a spell.
And at the end of each episode, we're going to meet up out on the front porch for my favorite part of the podcast,
Happy Hour.
So join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of cutting up,
foolishness, and carrying on.
Always served with a heaping helping of sass.
And that's a Queer Magnolias guarantee.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Girl.
Welcome to a very special Thanksgiving episode of Queer Magnolias.
Yay!
Today, we are sharing our favorite foods, traditions and memories, and of course, our go-to beverages that fill our bellies during the holiday festivities.
Every beverage is a go-to beverage.
Come on, y'all.
Let's tie those turkey emblazoned bibs and prepare to lick the juicy gravy bits that make up our Thanksgiving special.
Is this Martha Stewart approved? What the fuck?
No. This sounds like the slammer.
Come on. Oh, boy.
Tie the legs together.
So, let's tie those turkey emblazoned bibs and prepare to lick the juicy gravy bits that make up our Thanksgiving special.
Catch the dribble.
And today, we welcome a very special guest and longtime listener, Jaylene.
Yay! Yay, Jaylene! Oh, Jaylee. Oh, hi, Jaylee. Sorry.
Please don't take my man, right? Oh.
Please take Rick, please.
Hey, y'all. Let's stuff this bird.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Jaylee, you ready to get stuffed, baby? Ready?
We've got all the, you know, plenty of alcohol here, so we'll see what the night brings. We don't know.
Oh, well, here we go.
That's the spirit for the holidays.
I mean, and you know, Jake, if you were actually Southern, your introduction would have been gobble, 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 y'all. That's how it would have gone.
Well, I think we should make him go back and do it again.
I finished it with y'all, if you didn't recognize that.
You have to throw in a plethora of y'all.
A plethora
That's
of y'all.
That's how we do it.
Well, y'all, 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 y'all.
Clearly, I am not from the South.
See?
Or is it a cornucopia of y'all?
Oh, it is.
Oh, no.
And a lot of butter.
That's right. Maize.
Paula, are you listening?
Paula, can you hear me?
Oh, my God. All right. So what is this lovely little cocktail that we're having? Whose concoction is this?
I brought this. This came about because of a vodka I had found. It's a Polish vodka. It is... I have a bottle here now.
Tell us what it is.
Zabrówka.
Ooh, Zabrówka.
And it's made, apparently, I couldn't find a definitive name on the internet, but the grasses of some forest in...
You know what? I'm going to go with it. Just say yes.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It sounds very midsummer, sadly.
I know.
It's got a bison on the cover, on the bottle. It's got a bison. I don't know what happened
vodka
with the grass.
There is, if you look close, there is a blade of grass inside the bottle.
Oh, lovely. At least it's not a cow patty.
Are we sure that's supposed to be there?
It is supposed to be there, yeah. But I was looking up, because I bought this and I was holding on to it for a while. I wanted to share it with some special friends.
Oh.
And
hey.
This occasion came up, and I thought,
I'll just share it with them instead.
Yeah, these people are
friends. Oh, what the hell?
And I went on the internet. I looked for a cocktail that this would pair well with. And so I found this peach liqueur apple juice. The recipe is going to be online, right?
On yes, yeah. Exactly. Nice. Yeah, you don't have to repeat it.
So, but you know, it's the article says that you cannot substitute this vodka for this drink.
Oh,
I don't like the name of it. We're going to call it Bye Bitch.
Oh, I mean, Bye Bitch.
Bye Bitch.
Bye Bitch. It is.
I think it's going down the hatch.
I mean, I'm a Bye Bitch.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm.
Rick's already swallowed his.
Well.
Oh my God!
I said, "Bye, bitch."
That's lovely.
Lovely. You should come and make drinks more often. This kind of works.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I agree. It's very passion fruity. Mm-hmm.
There's passion fruit in it. Yeah.
It's delicious.
I am feeling very passionate all of a sudden.
Girl. Oh, girl. Calm it down. Put your panties back on, Mary.
Lord help us right here on our Thanksgiving episode.
Exactly.
Never have the Queer Magnolias prayed so quickly.
I got my eating pants on today, girl.
If you would only put them back on, we would be...
Nobody laid the rules out beforehand. Hello.
And we're not laying on hands either.
See, no pants, the best pants.
Well, that Thanksgiving dinner was lovely, y'all. Thank you so much.
She acted a fool.
The stuffing was my favorite.
I like the ice pick, and I'm about to use it.
I got the turkey leg, though. I'll beat you over the head with that bitch.
She's going to chew on that bone and put it in her hair.
She always likes the dark meat.
Well,
we're getting into
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with the dark meat either.
And a little gravy.
Mm. Yeah, with the Ghibli bits from your introduction.
You know, Ghibli bits needs a shot from the doctor.
So this is the 20 minutes I need to edit out right here.
Right.
Dan, they call that...
But it's all me. Wait, yeah, I'm the only one he edits.
Dan, they call that skin tags.
Ghibli
bits. Oh, that's nasty, girl.
Oh, warts. We've had that on
No, we are not revisiting the warts conversation. I refuse to let that happen. Stop it. Stop it.
A lot of people liked it.
Stop it.
They really...
No. A lot of people identified with it.
Well, I mean,
liked it as one thing, identified as another.
Several people have told me about digging them out.
All right. So here we go.
Creamed corn.
The neighbor.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, sure. We're going to talk about tooth.
Teeth like Indian corn. Not sheep.
You could eat an ear of corn through a picket fence.
Bucktooth boy.
Lord.
She's so bow-legged, right. She couldn't hem up a hog in a ditch with an apron on.
Mm.
I got a million of those. So
we did a whole expressionism thing, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy thanks.
So I have a question for our guest of the day, Mr. Jay Lee. Tell us about your most memorable Thanksgiving.
All right. I have to say it's kind of tough for me to say just one. Let me tell you about growing up, my family. My mom's side is pretty big Catholic family. And so that's probably my most Thanksgiving, like traditional. My father's side was a lot more just sort of like Sunday dinner, kind of like typical. But we would do like the whole, like we do a kind of a lay out a buffet in the kitchen and everybody go around and you fill up your plate and go sit down. And it always bummed me out because I never felt like it was that traditional Norman Rockwell kind of like turkey.
The whole
spread and then you pass it around and.
Honey, don't discount a buffet.
Shit doesn't really exist in most families.
I'm actually with you, though. I understand that because we've eaten off the stove before and taken it to the table. And I'm like, this is not how it's supposed to be.
Girl, you have not had disappointing Thanksgiving, so you've had fucking Swanson TV dinners for Thanksgiving.
Well, there was one year I had Fruit Loops for Thanksgiving.
Banquet?
Who were
Banquet?
They?
Yeah, Red Box.
But if I have to say what my most memorable thing, I have to say it's a tie between three different Thanksgivings. And one was when I was maybe a teenager, and a friend of mine invited me over to his house, to his grandmother's Thanksgiving, and it was that Norman Rockwell turkey in the middle of the table and the whole spread.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, and another thing is like my family, because they're spread out, we never did it on Thanksgiving. Oh. So like the Thursday of Thanksgiving was just kind of like, oh, it's a Thursday when everything's shut down. Why is everything? Oh, it's that. Right. I forgot. But so that was nice. That was on Thanksgiving. It was the traditional, what you expect, what you see on sitcoms and television and whatnot. My second most favorite Thanksgiving would be one of my first Thanksgivings here in LA. When I lived in a very communal building, it had like a built-in social aspect to it. And so we did a Friendsgiving, and that was really nice to kind of to spend Thanksgiving with people that you truly love, not family, but friends.
Right.
Not that you don't love your family.
Not that I don't love my family. I absolutely love my family.
But not the ones you're forced to love.
Friends are like, especially friends who feel like family. Like, yes. That's a special special kind of a bond. And then you mentioned Swanson TV dinners.
I did.
I was all prepared to have a turkey pot pie for Thanksgiving one year. And instead, at the last minute, I got invited to a very special, very intimate, small Thanksgiving dinner. And that would be last year's Thanksgiving.
Oh, which one was that? Where was that?
Yay!
It's here.
Yes. It was us.
And that was
I know I was waiting for the plug because he didn't say it. So like, say it, say it, say it.
He came over to have some of your papoon, Dan.
That's it. I spread my papoon around.
On the holidays only.
Well, she can't help but spread it around, honey. It drags everywhere she goes.
These people may die. They may not make it to the Christmas episode.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's interesting that you talk about Friendsgiving, because that's actually one of my most memorable ones as well. I think for me, it was the very first one that I hosted for all of my friends who weren't able to go back home and be with their families, and I wasn't able to that year either. So we had everybody brought a dish, everybody came over, got together. That was back in the days of boxed wine before we knew any better.
All right. Friends, we passed that? Question mark?
Always start with the bottle. You can end with the box, but always start with a bottle.
Because $2 Chuck?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you like I tell everybody else. The first bottle should always be a really nice bottle. Then you blow out your taste buds, and anything after that
doesn't matter.
Nope, exactly. You can drink the nastiest shit on the planet. So.
Food's fine.
But
before you get into this story,
shut your mouth.
Is this the story about how you called your mom to make a turkey over the phone and you lifted it out and all the bones fell out?
No, that's not the story.
Okay, good. Thank God. We've heard that.
We all
times.
Know that story ain't the truth, honey. That was a fantasy.
No, that would not be the year that I cooked anything other than boxed macaroni.
Yes, queen. Yes.
But it was just a really great day because we had dinner and then we all just sat around and watched movies and kind of hung out. And then I think we went out later that night, actually, to a bar. But it was just a really nice time being with friends. And it made me not feel, you know, lonely or missing my family or being at home. It just was a really nice day. And it's just one of those, it was one of my more memorable moments.
I love that. And I love the fact that as we become adults, we have chosen our families that we have our holidays with, because most of us don't get home, especially like the three of us, our families the other side of the country.
True. Which mine is now, too. Interesting.
And that's true. Yeah. Actually, yours is on that side of the country, also East Coast. So it's nice that we all have each other. I mean, when I want to spend time with you outside of the recording studio. To turn to for Thanksgiving.
Right. When George says, oh, Dan, you're going to have it at your place again this year. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So George, about September 1st, he starts texting me, hey, you know, you got any travel plans coming up?
Well, I mean, bitch needs to know.
And then it goes into, well, you know, do you have plans for Thanksgiving? Are we coming to your place again this year?
Because if you're not, then you should come to mine, is the other side of that coin.
Somehow that comma and the rest of the sentence never comes out in the
it
text.
It never has to. You're like, yes, I'm cooking. So here we are.
Thanksgiving is one of those times which I totally love. When I first moved to Miami in 1988.
To 99.
Right? The first year I was there. A plug, you know.
Yes.
So when I first moved to Miami in 1988, I was missing my family because it was the first time I had been out of North Carolina to live. And I rented a room in a house that there were four other people renting a room. And I'd made some new friends there. And so I asked everyone if they would come at Thanksgiving. Money was not plentiful, but it was enough. And everyone brought something, as Rick was saying. And we all pitched in. And I actually have a photo of all of us from that night. And it was so memorable. And it was, I enjoyed living in Miami, and I enjoyed being 25 and in a place I didn't know, and I was beginning to explore. But that was the first time I felt like it was home, because everybody was there, and everyone participated, and they were all cute and stuff.
And so, stuff.
Yeah, and stuff. It was fun.
And she was exploring.
I was 25. Exploring.
She's like, okay, so you bring top ramen. And...
I don't know. Okay.
And you bring the bottom ramen.
Okay. Oh. I, no, there was none of that. So George and I have done Thanksgiving a lot together over the years.
Yes,
and
we have.
One of the things that George and I know to do is to say, you will bring this,
oh, honey,
and you will bring mm-hmm. this, and you will bring that. Because if you're a person who enjoys making a dinner party, you have to know what people are bringing. You can't just say, it's a party, just bring something. Because every goddamn buddy brings a Pepsi. You know,
or
really?
King's Hawaiian rolls in a pack.
Precisely. Even though I do love those.
Well, you yeah, but you don't
you
need...
You haven't had any in your purse.
You don't need 20 bags of it and nothing else.
Why not?
Okay, okay, maybe you do, starch queen.
You have to bring a jar of peanut butter, though.
See?
Well, that makes me think, what is your favorite dish when you go to Thanksgiving, or to bring, or to eat? You know, everyone has their favorites. There's so many of them.
Oh, I'm a big green bean casserole.
I'll be a green
bean casserole.
I'm stuffing. I love stuffing.
Wait, stuffing or dressing?
Okay, so that's a really good question, because obviously stuffing goes inside the turkey, which we never did at home. Did you guys
never,
grow up that way?
Nope. No,
it was always in like a side dish, so it was always dressing. And I wish so hard that I had my grandma's dressing recipe. It's one of the things I don't have, and her dressing is my favorite, and nothing compares to it. And I cannot find a single like home cook, down home, backwoods, Paula Deen Southern recipe that compares at all. Everybody's like, put sausage in it, put oysters in it, I'm like, No, I don't want any of that. I just want that cracker, bread, celery, onion, black pepper, egg, whatever. And that's all it really takes, but I can't make it.
Honestly, a cracker dressing. Now we know George is from outside of Wilson.
Girl.
Luke comma.
It is so delicious.
Mama made one with cornbread, but I didn't think hers was the best. Honestly, I know it's so white trash, but stovetop
cornbread
stuffers or what the fuck do they call
stovetop?
Yeah, that thing is really stuffing. I like
you,
that.
Well, my yes. mother loves that shit, man. She'll make that 6 ways on Sunday.
I mean, true. In a pinch, it totally works.
Well, it's like box cake.
Yes, yes.
There's a flavor. There's an essence right. that you just cannot. I mean, it's super hard to replicate. Super hard.
It is hard to replicate. And the thing is, it's you want it to be easy yeah. because everything else, like the turkey and all, takes a lot of time. And you don't really want all the rest of it to be like so labor intensive.
And if you're making mashed potatoes for 15 people, that also
Oh, hello, my. Honey. Flake potato out of that instant bullshit.
No. Okay, the recording is over. I'm not eating flake potatoes. If I go to your house and you got some flake potatoes, I'm going to have to hurt you.
Guess what I'm bringing this year? Yeah.
The door is locked.
Oh, look, wait, we don't have to go inside for refills today,
so
do
what
we?
About that whole like idea of like casseroles that have like Ritz crackers on top?
No.
Okay, you say that. You say that so conclusively.
So I like Ritz crackers, and I think there are a lot of things that you can do with Ritz crackers. The thing is, I want something that's a little more inventive. So one year, George had Thanksgiving in West Hollywood, and he invited a whole bunch of us. And George sent me this recipe for creamed butter beans with ham. And I'm here to tell you, I have made that recipe repeatedly, not just at Thanksgiving. It's a simple recipe. It is wonderfully delicious, and I love making that.
It sounds simple, but like dynamite. Like
yeah, it is, and it's just full of taste.
Yeah.
Well, and ham. You have to have some ham in it. And,
which Dan right always up. Has in the fridge.
Yeah. And it has some chopped chives in it. I like that. You know, my favorite is cranberry sauce in the can. Ooh. This jelly, because I like the rings
it
around
it. It tells you where to cut it.
Yeah. Ocean spray. Guidelines.
I mean, that's it's the good. Best ever.
What do you call this? The guidelines?
Yeah, a little got cut here.
Yeah, exactly. Scoring. It's got scoring. I want to go back to the cracker thing real quick, though.
You
were talking about Ritz crackers. I actually had a mac and cheese someplace over in Hollywood, and they did Cheez-Its crumbled on top of it that were toasted.
Oh,
so hell. Good.
Yeah, Cheez-Its.
So good. It was so good.
Cheez-Its. You got to be kidding.
It was so good. I loved it.
Why is she acting like she's so much better than this?
Oh, it's because the microphone is on. You see the red light? That's why she's acting like that.
Yeah. I don't eat Cheez-Its with or without macaroni and cheese.
Then you have missed out on life.
No.
You are living a deprived life.
How do you all feel about the main dish? Are you strictly turkey or are you
only turkey all the way, honey? Nothing.
Oh no, I'll take a ham and a heart. Uh-huh. Kathy, yes. You stand up for me, won't you?
Even if it's not traditional, I'm going to go with ham.
Yes.
Oh, ham over. Nope. I mean, and ham on Christmas, of course. I know a lot of people are like, ham Christmas, turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's me.
I see Dan buying an engagement ring right now.
Come on in, Daddy. Move on in, baby.
It's the side. I love the sides of a Thanksgiving dinner. The turkey, I'm just kind of like, I guess, put a little cranberry sauce on it. I'll take a bite or two. It's not for me.
Okay, so you say that. And I'm going to kind of agree, because the thing about turkey is the next day when it becomes turkey sandwich, and you can slather it with Duke's mayonnaise.
Uh-huh. Well, there is that. If you can get Duke's in L.A., you have to order from Amazon.
Duke's, send us some mayonnaise.
Once again, we're calling out to you.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, we're hashtagging them this
but
time.
But Rick hates it when I make, what is it, ham salad. Oh. He's like, oh, no.
Devil ham. Oh, that's some nasty shit.
Underwood.
remember that?
I think it would, the real ham.
The red devil.
You remember that little game of tag we had with the deviled ham? He put it in my grill. I put it in his microwave. Oh, he didn't even have a microwave, but I found one.
We a few years ago, we were talking about deviled ham, and so I had a friend of ours gave us a can of it.
As a joke.
So Rick and I, for 6 months, played Hide the Deviled Ham.
Wait, you didn't actually eat it, Dan? I would think you'd be into it.
No, I mean, I make my own. I like my own, but I don't want it out of the can.
Is that like potted meat?
It may as well be.
This sounds like some Sixth Sense game.
Right.
Hide the deviled ham. Ew. Come on,
no. I did put it in his oven though, and it stayed there for 3 weeks. I'm like, bitch ain't cooked shit. Bitch ain't cooked shit.
Oh, bitch, honey, you put it in her purse closet. She'd find it real quick.
If you'd put it in a bag, I'd have been like, oh hell no,
immediately.
Yes.
But I want to talk about what you're saying about foods. Going on to foods. For me, I remember Thanksgiving growing up as being always being very, very excited about all the food that you actually get to eat at once. For us, it was always growing up for dinner, it was a meat and a potato or a meat and a vegetable. It was one and one. And at Thanksgiving, it was everything. You had the turkey, we had the mashed potatoes, we had the gravy, we had the stuffing, we had the corn.
And just collard greens. And collard greens, must, yep. Because the frost had hit them. So for you who are not Southern, the reason we have so many collards at Thanksgiving and Christmas is because the frost has hit the collard, which makes it sweet. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to add soda, anything to get out the astringent taste. It becomes very sweet once the frost has hit it. So that's on every Thanksgiving table except maybe Rick's, because I see a little.
No, we have collards.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's also ham, so you got to put some kind of bone or something you're going to put in there.
Right. That's interesting. So I guess for me, it was just always just a big damn deal for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So.
The frost. Thing. I had a Christmas dinner with some British friends of mine, and they said the same thing about turnips.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Any kind of green, like a turnip, a collard, cabbage a little long in the
tooth. Miss Almanac is turned off.
Isn't cabbage more of a summer thing?
It is. Yeah. So I was about to say, but most of the green leafy vegetables, once the frost has hit them, they become very tender and very sweet.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa would never harvest his collards before the first frost because they were too bitter.
Yes. And even in Britain. See, I like the fact that they've learned something in Britain.
Well, I mean, they didn't just spring full grown from the head of Zeus. They had to get something from us.
They lost 61 different principalities over the years. They're really not that good at keeping things.
I mean, girl, what are you doing?
Really?
What else here?
So let's talk about desserts at Thanksgiving. Ooh. So we always had a pie of some kind.
It was always pie.
And Mama was much more fond of sweet potato pie than pumpkin. So I rarely ever had a pumpkin pie.
I agree with this.
But a sweet potato pie, oh my God. And I wish I could find a good sweet potato pie recipe, which I cannot find. And with us, it was just simply a sweet potato pie, no whipped cream, no topping, no meringue, just a flipping pie.
And some Cool Whip on the side if you wanted it.
If you wanted it.
If you wanted it.
Mama didn't buy no Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
She was cheap.
No Cool Whip.
No Cool Whip.
She got the Ready Whip.
I've looked into this. I've researched this a little bit because there's also a sort of racial divide on sweet potato versus pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. And that actually is it's more so a geographical divide that it's pumpkin in the north and sweet potato in the south.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Damn Yankees.
Of course. Because
it's a New England thing, yeah.
As I've said many times, like my grandpa had like a huge garden every year. He never grew pumpkins, but sweet potatoes, we always had sweet potatoes. Yeah. Always, 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 always.
So a funny thing about sweet potatoes is, and I nearly got into a fist fight with the produce department at Ralph's over the fact that sweet potatoes and yams are
totally different.
They're totally different, and they're also totally listed different. And what we ate growing up was
What do you mean by listed different? Sorry.
So a yam typically is a little more, for me in North Carolina, a little more yellow, and a sweet potato is a little more red. But at Ralph's, it's the opposite way around. And so what I ate growing up calling a sweet potato, Ralph's calls a yam. And it But if you went to the cafeteria and candied yams were orange and not yellow. But when we were growing up in the South, a yam was yellow.
So a yam is a lot more fibrous than a sweet potato because a potato is obviously much more like, a sweet potato is much more like an actual potato, whereas a yam is a completely different genus of plant.
And we also called them a music root.
Why?
Because you made music after you ate it.
Oh, like
beans, magical beans, fruit,
just like that. But it's funny though, because to me, a sweet potato is always orange.
I see that.
For sure. However, honestly, if you look at Wiki, most of the sweet potatoes are yellow, and I'm like, you know, this is fucked up.
Well, I buy white sweet potatoes. So are they white sweet potatoes?
Well, they got to be white.
I didn't make them. I just bought them.
She wanted the dark turkey and the white sweet potato.
Well, so something my family does that I think is super cute is, unlike Christmas, where we all would get together and do Christmas together, Thanksgiving, everybody kind of does on their own. So everybody's own family does their own Thanksgiving. But then on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, everybody gets together and brings their leftovers. So we all get together and have
cute... Oh, I love that, actually. Like, we never did that, but that's really great.
It's such a cute thing. Everybody gets together and they bring their leftovers. And so, you know, you get everybody's turkey and you get everybody's collards and you get everybody's sweet potatoes. And
ooh, and it's sat for a couple of days. And
yes.
Marinated.
Flavors are good.
Yeah. And there's so many pies and there's so many cakes because, you know, pies obviously are the big thing, but people got to have a cake.
Yeah, right.
Coconut cake was my mom's thing.
Who gets all those carcasses to make soup? Getting all those turkeys.
Mom's done that.
Yeah, you put them in a Ziploc bag, throw them in the freezer.
Well, and you get
for chicken pastry.
Turkey and rice is good.
That's my turkey favorite pastry. With rice. I don't know why it's.
Heard you put that in there, George. Uh-huh. Sorry, Jake. I get it. Turkey and pastry.
Turkey and pastry.
Turkey pastry.
Lord, here we go.
The war continues.
It's the Thanksgiving.
So, Jay Lee, I guess they would like to get together on Sunday and we bring a ham. All of a sudden, they'll take a ham now.
Well, yes, because
now we'll have a ham.
Is that the tradition your grandma said, or was there another one? Tradition
On my mom's side, I know we'd always do a turkey. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't have a lot of strong memories on my dad's side. It's a very small family, and Thanksgiving never felt like. I know we would get together, but it never felt like a big deal because we would do family dinners often with that side of the family because it was so small and because it wasn't calling in relatives from all over the state. But my getting a little ahead of the calendar here, my grandmother did do barbecue on Christmas. That was a tradition.
Barbecue. That's interesting.
Nice. So wait, I have a question because no one's asked this. Where are you from?
Indiana.
Okay, so that's not that explains really
so
the
much.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Nobody goes to Indiana. I'm just kidding. Actually, we have some friends at the podcast who live in Indiana.
Absolutely.
Hi, Lori and Rich.
Hi.
They're probably your relatives.
I mean, you're all related, right? It's a very small state.
Very small.
All right, everybody. So this is it for Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
And a special guest. We hope you have a lovely, lovely turkey day.
That's right.
So bye, bitch.
Yeah. We got some more drinking to do.
Yeah, undo that belt buckle twice. Mm. Go ahead.
Eating pants, baby. Eating pants. Elastic waistband. Won't go wrong.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Gobble, gobble, y'all. Thank you for your loyalty and love. And if you want some Magnolia's leftovers, find us at Queer Magnolias on Twitter and at Queer Magnolias Podcasts on Instagram and Facebook, and DM us or head to our comment section and drop a line. You can listen to us on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcast, and anywhere else you might find your podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.